On ABC Radio Sydney, I'm James Valentine. John Owen is the pastor at the Wayside Chapel, taking over from Graham after all those years, but great to see him in here this afternoon. He's like writing the letter to the Inner Circle as well, so we thought we could talk to John about it as well. Hi, John.
Good afternoon, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Nice to see you. Tell me a little of the story of this week. You're writing this week's letter to the Inner Circle about a man you'd met. He'd worked all his life. He'd worked, and then lost everything. Tell me what you learned from him.
Well, he'd learnt the lessons of life that only come through the school of hard knocks. You know, he had made a small thing the whole thing, which was his work life. And, you know, he quickly moved everything in his priorities to make his work the everything, which means he eventually lost his family, he lost his supports, he lost connection with others around him, and fairly soon he was living alone, working extensive hours, and then that soon led to that isolation and then breakdown that eventually saw him to a street. You know, what we often find is...
So he went from having everything.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah. And in work terms and career success...
Absolutely. You know, it's not uncommon for someone to share a story of that you think, this has got to be a joke. This has got to be a lie. You know, that they tell you about penthouse living and, you know, having everything they could want and cars and all the luxuries affordable, and now they're living on the street. And, you know, you do find that, you know, through stories that these are real stories.
Mm. And so he's at the Wayside?
He is.
He's coming
to
the Wayside?
Yeah, I was grabbing
What's
my
he telling
hot
you?
Chocolate.
Why is he sitting down to talk to you?
Well, we have our, you know, in our little cafe area, you know, it's an open access place, and we have all our visitors, volunteers and staff. We all just hang out there together and catch up on the day's proceedings or what's happened the night before. And he invited me over. Word's out on the street that there's a new sheriff in town.
Right.
Very Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And, he said, come over here. I want to have a chat. And so, you know, there are a lot of familiar faces and I'm getting to know the names now.
Mm. And so what did you take from that? What did you learn from that conversation?
He was going too fast. He'd taken a snapshot and called it the whole picture. And, you know, his work life had been his whole life. And pretty soon we see that when you do that, you're on the fast track to fundamentalism. You know, be it drugs, be it work, be it religion. You know, if you take it out of context and make it your whole thing, then you'll pretty soon fall off, and which he did. And so what I worked out is, you know, he was moving too fast. You know, he'd caught up in the frenetic pace of life, and you can't love at speed. Love only happens at a much slower pace, at the rhythm of a heartbeat.
Mm.
And he had to fall all the way to the bottom to learn that lesson. He had to lose everything he had to find out what he really did have.
How is he now?
He's slowly piecing it back together. He has friends. He has a community. He has a roof over his head. You know, he's moving back towards a place of balance and a place of life.
Mm.
He would say he's richer now with virtually nothing in the bank than he ever was 20 years ago.
Yeah. That's a nice phrase, isn't it? Love only happens at the rhythm of a heartbeat. You know, the heartbeat is such a fundamental beat. It's the beat we kind of like in music, you know. Mm. As soon as you hear that sort of like boo, doo, 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 like, oh, I know that. Of course we know it. It's your heartbeat, you know. It is a pace at which we should move.
Absolutely. When you think about what anxiety is, it's part of it is an elevated heartbeat where you're trying to function normally with a beat that's going 2, 3, 4 times what it's meant to.
Mm.
And everything becomes something you're passing by or a problem you're trying to solve instead of just being present.
Yeah.
And breathing.
Yeah. These are the stories you're getting every day.
Absolutely. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
That's right. How are they coping with the new sheriff, do you think?
Yeah, look, his jokes, I've been told from feedback, are slightly of a higher quality. And
Graham Long's jokes.
Mine, please.
Yours. Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. So the feedback so far is, yes, you've got better jokes than Graham's.
Correct.
Yeah. Low bar, though, but yeah.
Extremely low bar, but you know, my motto in life is I aim to disappoint.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, that's right. And you as new sheriff, how are you feeling?
Look, I was saying, why would you want to be anywhere else? Mm. You know, I get to go up and wake up every day and step into a place where I'm rubbing up against the reality of this world, you know, with all its highs and its joys, and I get to be present. You know, I was sitting in a gutter yesterday with a fella who is trying to work out a way he can live with himself with coming to grips with a pretty brutal past. And I was sitting in that gutter just as full of life and love for this guy as, you know, I am with anyone or anywhere.
Mm. What kind of answer can you give then?
You can't give an answer. You can only give your presence. And so we sat in the gutter and he cried and I hugged. You know, it's that continuation of that philosophy of Graham's is, you know, when people are looking for answers, we can be a tower of weakness.
Mm. Yeah. Well, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for having us.
Great to see you. And I know we all see you regularly over the time. So that's John Owen, pastor of the Wayside Chapel. And look out for his letter to the Inner Circle. It's a good way of getting to know what the Wayside's up to and also to perhaps start your involvement with what they're doing. Thanks so much, John. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, James. See you soon.